Blackstone Audio presents Freeing David McCallum, The Last Miracle of Reuben Hurricane Carter by Ken Klonsky. This book is read by Keith Sellen Wright and Prentice Onoyemi, members of SAG-AFTRA. This book is dedicated to the memories of Reuben Carter, Ken Thompson, Larry Hoffman, and Willie Stuckey, David's co-convicted, who died in prison in 2001. Introduction. If you're giving up on something, what you're really giving up on is yourself. Reuben Hurricane Carter, 1937 to 2014. My childhood was encompassed by a history of segregation and unmasked brutality that has abated but by no means disappeared. Most of my family and friends disapproved of segregation in the United States, but as some of us Northerners later discovered, we were scapegoating the South to cover our own sins of exclusion. In Rockville Center, Long Island, where I lived as a child and adolescent, the African-American population lived in Lakeview, a census-designated place, CDP, located adjacent to our town that few white people ever saw. Back then, its inhabitants provided a workforce for menial jobs and domestic help for the white families of our town. My family and many of my friends' families had black maids throughout the time I lived there. Most of the maids came to work via a local bus that made its way up Hempstead Avenue. The only other passengers on this bus were young people who had yet to receive driver's licenses. Rockville Center was divided into three religious groups that had minimal contact with each other: descendants of the original Protestant inhabitants who founded the village, Long Island's largest Catholic diocese with a Catholic hospital and a Catholic school, and a sizable contingent of upwardly mobile Jewish families to which I belonged. The main property in the village was a golf course, the Rockville Center Country Club, now Rockville Links Club, an immense fenced-in area that sat in the center of the town's upper-middle-class neighborhoods. My father's generation did not seem to mind that Jews were excluded from membership. The situation was accepted as a fact of life, and the cost of residing in a privileged community with highly respected schools and artesian well water. Kids, myself included, used to climb over the very high surrounding fence and damage the greens and fairways. We resented the exclusion, even if our parents did not. One summer in the mid-1960s, I worked as a security guard.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?